In his defense, he's legitimately jacked. Legitimately super jacked.
Like an 8-pack.
Hi. Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Dan Levitard. You don't know who we were talking about, but just so you know, it was Dick Vitale we were talking about. Let's get started with Mina Kimes, Dominic Fox, and Joe Torre.
He's awesome, baby.
Did Drew Brees' apology smooth things over?
It was a pretty profuse apology. The reaction, of course, before that apology was very strong. And for a moment, I want you to consider going back to when we were reporting on Tiger Woods' infidelities and people were asking themselves, hey, how could he not be smarter than that? And the reason is we had never covered infidelities before. And so the rules changed on him while his pants were almost literally going down. Here you have Drew Brees going into autopilot on, well, I could go Anthem and Soldiers and Grandparents and everybody will be fine with it, right? But the rules changed. Evidently, he wasn't paying very much attention. So when you have someone like Ed Reed, who is the equivalent of Drew Brees at his position, who is a pillar of professionalism, who has never had a bad word publicly to say about anybody, when he comes out and calls you a punk because of what you did, you realize that you've been tone deaf. He had to do what he did in terms of apology, whether you think it's sincere or not, just to keep his own locker room, because this is a side taking time and Drew Brees appeared to take the wrong side. Do not make this about the flag. Do not make it about the anthem. Do not make it about the soldiers. Make it about police brutality. That's what black people and black players are clamoring about, and that's where the conversation should stay. Drew Brees is not allowed to shift it.
I thought the apology was sincere, Dan, but I didn't think it was sufficient because it didn't address the reason why so many people were upset with Drew Brees and what he said, which is at this point, if you are talking about Colin Kaepernick's protest and you are not acknowledging the point of it, you are not listening, right? I've been thinking a lot over the last few days about why people have moved so quickly on this issue. Because if Drew Brees had said this in 2016, nobody would have blinked. That was the consensus, what he just said. If he had said it in 2018, nobody would have blinked. If he had said this a month ago, there wouldn't have been any backlash. It would have been fine. And what I think has happened is people have finally, white people have finally woken up to Colin Kaepernick's message. They are looking around the country and they are seeing that the state of race in America is a national emergency. It is a crisis. They are listening to what he said, even if they don't agree with his gesture. Drew Brees is not. His teammates have appeared to accept his apology, and I think that's a credit to them and their capacity to forgive more than anything. But we now know where Drew Brees stands on this issue, and it is the same place that people were standing in 2016. He just has not moved.
I approve of your remarks. I approve of your remarks also. Dan, Pablo, your turn.
Well, that's what was conspicuous about Drew Brees' statement, the substance of it. He did not address this at all, which mirrored the NFL's own strategy as time went on. Let's just stop talking about kneeling altogether, and hopefully people will sort of stop talking about it too as a result. That seems to be the best course of action. My hope for all of this, though, can we just stop bringing like our hypothetical grandparents' hypothetical reactions to a hypothetical action into the equation here? Because if you tried to explain what's happening now to someone from like the 1940s and you were like, Grandpa, I got bad news. People are, they're kneeling while the national anthem is being sung. They would have many follow-up questions. Their immediate reaction would not be, how dare they disrespect me? They'd probably be like, that sounds polite? Question mark.
I've thought that Dominique has been very good across our platforms explaining to people, look, this is better, but it's still not good enough. Do better, do more, and continuing to push the envelope on Nick Saban and these corporate statements. But Dominique, even you must have noticed that we have gone, and this is a rather seismic shift from 2016, where Colin Kaepernick is saying, can we concentrate on police brutality? Can we concentrate on racism? And the conversation went to flag and anthem and soldiers. And now Drew Brees is saying, can we concentrate on flag and anthem and soldiers? And he gets shouted down with, hey, police brutality and racism is what we're talking about. Stop making about symbolism, about fabric, about flags. Let's make it about murder.
Yeah, no, you're right, Dan. I am shocked, but I do recognize part of the reason why I'm shocked that people are listening to Black people's issues right now is because I never expected this to happen in my life. There's really very little precedent. There's no precedent for a moment right now. And that is why I continue to push, because they're letting us do it. For the first time in my life, they want to hear what I have to say about these important issues. So I'm going to continue to push until they don't care anymore, which will come when we no longer have coronavirus to talk about.
As soon as the game starts.
Like, people are going to stop talking about it. So while you're talking, I'm going to keep pushing as hard and as fast as I can, because I know when this window closes, it closes. And we're going to have to wait again for another, I don't know, 100 years, 60 years, whatever, for people to care and want to stop and listen.
Just the second wave of the pandemic. That's all. When we realized, wait a minute, we were supposed to be social distancing while protesting.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
He basically did the equivalent of swiping right 100 times and then told people he went on 100 dates. That is ridiculous.
Highly Questionable is brought to you by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Can Mike Norvell fix his relationship with his team at FSU?
It is really, really, really hard to look worse and be worse than the Willie Taggart era at FSU. But Mike Norvell is starting with at least a miscommunication at best, at worst, just a lie is how he is starting before he has coached a football game. He has been called out by his players, one of whom is saying, I am not working out because this man said he had had a person-to-person relationship with the people on the team via text, and it was just a mass text. And so when you start with that distruth, I'm not sure if it goes as serious as Bomani Jones says when he says that Mike Norvell needs to quit, because this is a fractured trust that can't be fixed. But I understand the sentiment. This is not the way to start a relationship with your players when you need their trust. And there is an uprising going on in the United States. It's nice to see that the powerless players are actually able to do something with their bodies other than have it misused for an unpaid labor that ends up serving people like this guy Norvell.
Yeah, I think the players start to realize something that we all know, and that the power comes from like collective action. So they have as much power as they're all willing to take. And in this situation, I think some of the players are saying that they're going to come back and everything's going to be fine. But if nothing else, they've changed the dynamic between Norvell and that team going forward. So I don't know how Norvell coached in the past, but I know most college coaches that I've been around been very dictatorial. It's going to be real hard to pull that off when he saw the amount of power that they had and they saw how nervous he had to be when they threatened to not show up. So this may lead to a better relationship between the two of them and maybe a better team. But Norvell's the one who's going to have to change. He's going to have to learn and develop a different way to communicate with his team and a way to communicate with the press that is honest, maybe. That might be a start.
And communication is where my mind stays on this, because I find this whole story, for so many reasons, so utterly unrelatable on the part of Mike Norvell, because I'm the type of person who put so much effort into changing small words in my thank you notes I was sending for wedding gifts. Like, okay, you get happy, you get honored, you get thrilled, you get touched. And instead, this dude just goes copy and paste. He's a new coach. The number one thing you have to anticipate is that your players are all going to check notes, right? So for me, like, you are taking this moment, right, of great clumsiness in race relations, and you are trying to approach it as if, yes, everybody can get the same treatment without ever considering that maybe individually reaching out to these human beings is the way that they'd like to do this.
I think there are some really serious takeaways from this story, which you guys have alluded to, but I also find it utterly hilarious that he thought he could get away with this. I mean, he basically did the equivalent of swiping right 100 times and then told people he went on 100 dates. That is ridiculous. How did he think he was going to get away with this? The serious takeaway is what you guys mentioned, which is the shift of power that this signifies, which I actually think connects pretty clearly to the Drew Brees story. His teammates speaking out against him, against Drew Brees, right? A Hall of Fame quarterback, the most beloved player in the history of the franchise. That does not happen in the NFL. College players speaking out against their coach before they've even played a down for him, saying they might not. That does not happen in the NCAA. I don't know if this dynamic is going to continue into the fall when sports come back, but I sure hope it does, because it would be a hell of a legacy from all of this.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Napa Know How.
Father's Day knickknacks, that funny mug, ironic tie, or worse, IOU coupon books. It's time to get yourself something you want, Dad, like a Craftsman half-inch corded impact wrench for $99.99. It's the perfect gift to give to yourself. And while you're here, don't forget to shop all our great deals on Craftsman tools. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/20.
Sunday night at 9 on ESPN, Bruce Lee's 30 for 30, Be Water.
Okay, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but at this time where athlete voices are being heard, we keep doing big documentaries on Michael Jordan, who never said anything. In 2021, Tom Brady, who never said anything. The MLB Network, 64 straight hours of Derek Jeter coverage, and now coming soon to HBO, Tiger Woods, another athlete who never said anything. Now, let's see what happens with Bruce Lee, who may have said stuff in his life, but usually we weren't listening to words in his movies.
Tell us your name and where you were born.
My last name is Lee, Bruce Lee. I was born in San Francisco in 1940.
He had something to share that was worthwhile.
His goal was to show the beauty of his Chinese culture to the world. But he was rejected by Hollywood.
America was not ready for an Asian hero.
Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
I loved that scene with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Was that a push-up with just a couple of fingers? Mina, are you intrigued by this?
I am, and I cannot believe you did not reference the fact that we have two Asians on the show today, and we are promoting the... I really yes. thought that's where you were going to go.
Pablo, how about you? Are you intrigued?
I mean, self-evidently. I'm actually offended that I was not asked to be a producer on this film. That's a serious note internally for our ESPN bosses. What are you doing? The second thing, though... Bruce Lee, beyond being a figure of substance and rhetoric, he is, very importantly, hot. Bruce Lee is super attractive. Like, let's not bypass some of the importance of having Bruce Lee as the seminal Asian figure. We need Asian dudes that have a certain aesthetic, that are masculine, that are macho, okay. that are jacked, that can beat people up, and that are hot. We have that in Bruce Lee, and we need more of it.
I mean, is this just because someone said you look like Jeff Goldblum on Twitter yesterday, Pablo? Are you trying to thirst trap right now?
I'm just saying, I'm available.
You're married with a kid. Dominique, are you intrigued?
I am intrigued by the movie. I do want to see the movie. Pablo, what is going on, man? You're in the middle of a pandemic,
no,
and you're trying to destroy your relationship right now by thirst trapping to the 10 women who watch Highly Questionable.
Thirst trapping for progress. Key difference.
To those 10 women, we see you. I understand half of them are our relatives, but we see you.
Tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. on ESPN, the KBO.
All right. I want to say that they've got a cat problem in the KBO, but it is literally not a bunch of cats. It's a cat, and it's a problem. We already showed you this video of the aforementioned cat just stopping here, and usually cats are discreet than this. They don't like doing this in public places. They don't like people watching when they're doing this, but this one's got no shame. Now, what did that cat do? Because they can't catch the cat.
Oh, I'm so glad the flute's back. Most important.
He's back!
Just hanging out.
Oh, God.
So there's not really... Okay, so... It's the same kind of video. It's just a cat wandering around. That's it. All right. Mina, are you intrigued? You love the animal videos.
Yes. I love it.
Oh, no. Not again. You've got a joke lined up, but you can't get it out. Oh, here we go. Is it a terrible pun? Is it a terrible pun? What is this? What is this joke going to be? Any guesses what this joke is going to be? This is going to be. All right. Let's see if she can get it out. Hold on. Let's lay out. Hold on.
Oh my God. Lord.
A cameo, ladies and gentlemen. Dominique, are you intrigued, Dominique?
If you get a snapshot of her right now, you could not tell me she's not dying. Is she okay? What is wrong with that?
The cat made a cameo. Pablo, are you intrigued?
Can we just talk about how Mina, she has like a Dontrell Willis leg kick before these awful, awful jokes. Amazing. And they really get more amazing. Pronounced every time.
No, but this is what it is. Here comes the fastball, boys. Are you ready for the fastball? And then it's cameo.
It's Charles Barkley's golf swing. It's just, and then it falls flat. It's just awful.
Falls flat. Last time, you know, I called him a late inning reliever, and I got an email thanking me for the joke.
From who?
Great. From the internet. The internet burped out one email to compliment her, and it encourages her. The entirety of the internet, one burp of a compliment.
Why am I still here? Like, we did the black segment off the top, and then we did Asian stuff.
All right. See you later, guys. Why am I still here? Everybody. Good night, everybody.
What's wrong with y'all? Y'all got a bass drum nowhere? Nothing.